DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Carl Holm in Bonn. In Afghanistan, militants have launched an attack on the NATO military base inside Kabul's international airport. Witnesses reported hearing a series of explosions and gunfire shortly before dawn. Security officials say the militants occupied at least one building on the base of the perimeter, but that security forces had quashed the attack. Afghan police say the attack began with a suicide blast, followed by rocket-propelled grenades, and that five attackers were killed in several hours of fighting. Unconfirmed reports say the Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attack. In eastern Germany, thousands of people have left their homes after a dam burst on the River Elbe at the confluence with the Saale River, upstream of Magdeburg. Some 23,000 Magdeburg residents were asked to leave their homes as water levels in the Elbe rose to a record 7.5 metres, around 5 metres above normal, and surpassing the level reached in 2002. The flood peak on the Danube is approaching Budapest, where soldiers and volunteers have been building flood walls. Parts of the Hungarian capital are already underwater, but officials say the city's downtown area is out of direct danger thanks to the 9-metre-high walls which have been created. At least 18 flood-related deaths have been reported in central Europe as rivers have burst their banks in central and southern Germany, the Czech Republic, Austria, Slovakia, Poland and Hungary. An ex-CIA employee has identified himself as the source of leaks about secret US surveillance programs. Britain's Guardian newspaper and the Washington Post in the US revealed that the US National Security Agency had monitored phone and internet records. Edward Snowden, 29, admitted Sunday that he was the source behind the Guardian's disclosures. Snowden, who works as a contract employee at the National Security Agency, revealed his identity in a video posted on the newspaper's website. The Guardian said it had published the video at Snowden's request. Snowden has fled the US to Hong Kong. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has told flag-waving supporters that his patience with mass anti-government protests has reached its limit. Erdogan demanded an end to the 10-day civil unrest that has spread across the country, saying those who do not respect the government will pay. He told his supporters that the protesters would be taught a lesson in presidential elections next year. As Erdogan spoke in the capital Ankara on Sunday, tens of thousands massed in Istanbul's Taksim Square to demand his resignation. In Ankara's Kizilay district, riot police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse anti-government demonstrators. What began as a campaign against government plans to build over Istanbul's Gezi Park has spiralled into a broad display of public anger over the perceived authoritarianism of Erdogan and his Islamist-rooted AK party. North and South Korea have agreed to hold senior-level talks this week in Seoul. The two-day meeting, due to start on Wednesday, will focus on stalled cooperation projects, including restarting operations at a jointly run factory park in North Korea. The industrial complex near the border between the two countries was the last remaining symbol of inter-Korean reconciliation. Pyongyang shut the border and pulled out its workers earlier this year, during a period of heightened tensions that followed its February nuclear test. The details were ironed out over 17 hours of negotiations between lower-level officials. It was the first meeting of its kind on the Korean Peninsula in more than 2 years. In Formula One motor racing, Red Bull's Sebastian Vettel has won the Canadian Grand Prix in Montreal, the 29th victory of his career. It was a lucky win for the 25-year-old German after a brush with the wall. Fernando Alonso steered his Ferrari to second place ahead of Lewis Hamilton's Mercedes. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal overcame pain from a knee injury to win the French Open for a record 8th time, beating David Ferrer 6-3, 6-2, 6-3. Nadal's win was his 59th in 60 matches at the French Open and made him the only man with 8 titles at any Grand Slam tournament. And in soccer, Germany has lost 1-0 to Spain in the under-21 European Championship in Israel. Carl Holm, Deutsche Welle News.